Bodril, this looks absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about this dish.
This is the main dishes. Mm-hmm. It's a chicken haya kusani.
Yeah.
And this is a chicken tikka. Mm-hmm. And red dry chilies.
Here it's sizzling away here.
Yeah. And Indian spices.
Little the Indian spices.
Yeah.
And where's this dish originate from?
From Bangladesh and Nepal's both.
It's a fusion of Bangladeshi and Nepalese cooking. And do you make this in the restaurant, or is this a special dish?
No, we make this one as restaurant as well.
In saffron.
That's
right. You've put whole chilies in there. They're whole dry chilies. So that in this dish has these really large chunks of chicken. Now, that chicken, how long did it soak in the marinade? How long did it marinate for in its sauce?
10-12 minutes.
So not actually that long. And then you put that, and then you put it in the brazier to cook. Almost, you skewered it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you put that in the frying pan.
Yeah.
And heated it through. And you've added this beautiful sauce in here.
Yeah.
Which is got
gravy. Yeah.
Gravy. Yeah. You call it gravy. What's in the gravy? How do you make it?
Make is fresh onion.
Yeah.
Carrot.
Yes.
Green pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And coriander, and this.
And spices.
And all the spice coming there.
Excellent. Well, that looks absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Sorry, this oil is getting very hot in this pan now. And I'm wondering what is going to go into it. Because it looks here, so Ian's suggesting I move away. It is fitting, rather. Let's have a look here. And take a photograph of it. There we go. Right. Bodra, what's going in this hot oil?
Sorry?
What's going in this hot oil?
I want to make the another dishes and put the garlic here.
You're going to put the garlic in there?
Garlic oil is frying, yeah.
Yeah, and what dish is this one going to make?
Sag paneer.
Sag paneer, which is sag, is spinach.
Yeah, spinach and paneer.
And paneer.
Yeah.
And paneer is a cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a spinach cheese, an Indian cheese, paneer.
Yeah.
So it's a spinach, it's a cheese and spinach dish.
Yeah, sag paneer, we call sag paneer.
Sag paneer, that sounds absolutely delicious. And the paneer is quite a hard cheese, isn't it? Slightly salted.
Yeah.
Made from cow's milk?
I think so, because we don't make, we buy from
you
the shop.
Yes. But it's got almost a rubbery like consistency to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
When you cook it, it caramelises. So with the soft spinach and that lovely hard cheese, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So you've got plenty of time, there is no rush, but if you feel you want to serve, that's fine by me. But you've got the full time till 12 o'clock, don't rush. Thank you. No? I know you're not deaf, I have to do this for the camera.
Do you know what? I'm going to get you to do it again for the BBC as well, hang on. We're laughing now because we're on our second or third take of this particular moment here. We've got the cameraman and we're about to do some recording for Richard. We're rounding it all up now.
Okay, guys, you've got another 10 minutes. It's 20 past. You can serve when you like. You've got all the full time up till 12 o'clock. Thank you.
Richard, this is timed, this competition.
Sorry? Tandoori?
Right.
Okay.
Just putting that in the fridge there.
Can you show them where the tandoori is for?
Yeah.
Who's going over to the tandoori oven?
Within 2 seconds.
This competition is timed. How long do these guys have to make this curry?
2.5 hours.
And how many dishes?
You've got a main course, or you could have had a starter. You've got an accompanying dish, a vegetarian dish, and a pudding.
So it really tests all the range of skills?
Yeah, I think this is a fair test of all the skills.
And then at the same time, we've been standing here observing. We've been looking for particular things all the way through. And we're going through to the tandoori oven. Right, we're going through to the tandoori oven. Richard, is that okay? Can I come through with you?
No, because we're going into a whites area.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
No, I'm going through, I'm going to stay in here because in certain parts of the kitchen you have to wear whites. And I'm not wearing whites, I'm actually wearing normal clothes. So I'm going to stay in here and carry on watching what's going on. I'm getting hungry now. It's what, Devon?
It's almost lunchtime, yeah.
It is. What time is it?
The flavours are pinging out now and, you know, looking good. Not much longer to wait now. I feel we're going to be testing these stuff, but these guys have been working very hard and all these combinations of flavours are mingling together and it's getting me real hungry.
It is. The smell is amazing. It's now 20 past 11 in the morning and we're being filmed. And everybody is just sort of cranking things up slightly. There's a lot more clattering going on. And we're about 10 minutes away from sampling these. So what, are you more of a meat eater or vegetarian? What's your thing?
My thing is meat. I love meat. I mean, I couldn't live without meat.
About fish?
Fish and meat. Oh, yeah, definitely. I like a bit of vegetables, but... I definitely enjoy fish and meat, as he says, yeah.
That's fantastic. Bodil, you're now deep frying these pieces of mango.
Mango.
In the batter.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. Looks delicious. They've gone really golden.
Thank you.
I can't wait. All right, we're going next to deep frying mango. Yeah, doesn't it look good?
Oh, yeah, it looks excellent.
It looks very delicious.
Indeed, very much so. I've never seen that one before. That's even the combination of the vegetable dish. I reckon he put a bit of mango in it as well. So I'm looking forward to testing these combinations.
Good combination of sweet and sour. Very good. Right, we'll walk through. Yeah. We're going into the back room now. It's all quiet in here. This is right. Sorry. Now, much different. Much quieter room here. And we've got the trolleys, these big steel trolleys with tablecloths over them. We're all here with our clipboards. We're walking in, we're all looking very official.
Before you attack, guys.
And there's cutlery. And against each one is a number. So each chef brings his dish through. And we've got... This is number four. And we'll take some photographs of them. And we've got our notes here. So this is it, tasting time.
I want to drink water, the water from the taps is fine.
We've got curry number four that's come out first with okra and the monkfish. What's your impression of this, Raj?
I think the sauce, the fish is cooked nicely. Presentation is very good. The sauce, I think, is a bit sharp for the fish. Perhaps he could have marinated the fish before he actually cooked it. Would have added a bit more flavour into it.
Mm-hmm.
The sticky rice pudding is done well. A bit bland, but that's what you get with sticky rice. Okra is cooked well. Very nicely cooked. Mm-hmm. Good taste to it as well. So overall, good presentation. Slight... improvement could have been done with the sauce, a little bit thin, runny, but quite sharp.
And did you think it had enough salt in it?
Taste-wise, again, like I said, you could have done better with the fish to get a bit of flavour in there. The sticky rice is almost bland. You could have done some other stuff in
there. So to improve that sticky rice, I mean, for me, I automatically, would you put some cardamom and cloves in there just to give it a bit?
You would put some spice in there to give it the authentic flavour and so on. At the moment, it's quite bland. It's almost...
it's just texture, really, rather than anything else. But I mean, overall, I mean, it looks very, very nice. But very interesting. Right, on to the next one. Thank you. You're not technically not sort of judging these, but what do you make of this one here, number three?
Moi.
Yes, moi.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Because he's worked a lot with mango.
I like the combinations that they've got. I particularly like the vegetarian dish.
I should tell everybody that I'm actually talking to the head of the college here, and I'm talking to Mike.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I like the colours, I like the combinations. It's nice and subtle. Beautifully cooked. I think it's lovely.
I would, I mean, I would enjoy this for any meal. I think it's particularly a particularly clever use of a mango in both dishes, very showing much. Continuity for me.
Very much, and also portion size is just about spot on, isn't it? You wouldn't want it, you know, too large. Put that in the table between two of you. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Tasted that fish, and I mean, that was truly delicious. What was your impression?
There's good yogurt flavour on the fish. Yeah.
And it's very well presented. We have to be careful what we say as people walk in and out, because it's obviously very sensitive, isn't it, Richard?
Absolutely, yeah. We really must be a bit careful.
And you want to not sort of say anything that anyone can hear, because people have got, well, large vested interest in what they're doing here.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. We've got to be very careful.
So if the coast is clear, I think we're free to comment and make comment, because a single comment can be taken completely out of context, I think, if it's caught wrongly.
Yeah, yeah, we've got to be a bit careful. Yeah, nice yogurty salmon. Good flavour on the chicken. The rice is okay.
Well, the presentation?
Good, yeah. Yeah, but quite a lot on the plate, but yeah.
Are these are for what, for meals for one or for two?
It's two portions.
Oh, I think this is good. I think my husband would polish off most of what's left on this plate. Devon, is this a good portion for you and somebody else?
Good portion for me. It tastes really nice. So.
Would you share this?
I wouldn't share this at all. It tastes really good.
that was my point.
Definitely not sharing this.
Yeah. Well, we've cleared the room. And we're on the last judging of these fantastic four curries. And now this is actually top secret. So even I won't actually be divulging anything about who's won, who's not. But the marking on this, Richard, is quite a complex score sheet, and we're looking at lots of different aspects. But two curries and two people in particular have stood out. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. You know, all competitors have worked very hard today. They've thought about what they're doing. But there are two that seem to be standing out more than the others, yeah.
And what is it about those two that have stood out above everything else?
Right. Obviously, the meal of those two are slightly superior to the others, but also methods of work, standards of work, as we mentioned earlier, hygiene, etc., etc.
So it's not just about the taste, this curry dish, that it's everything about the way they work, the way they cook, what they're doing, their hygiene, so that they're really, you're looking at them as an overall chef, not just at exactly what they produce on a dish.
Yeah, well, you're judging a chef, you're not judging a restaurant. Otherwise, all they need to do really is turn up with foil containers and we could taste straight away, couldn't we? Now, this is about how the chefs work, what they do, what seasonings and flavours they put in. It's the overall thing.
Well, I'm afraid from now on it's going to be top secret until we announce the winners. So we're going to sign off here and we will find out very shortly who's actually won.
Okay.
Graham, you're the organiser of this fantastic curry competition. Can you tell me how much hard work is it putting it together?
I couldn't possibly begin to tell you how hard this has been. I mean, the bit you get to see today, which is all the chefs just cooking and doing what they do best, is the easy bit. The hard bit is getting people to enter, getting the word out there, and spreading the word about how good this stuff is. Getting everything here, the organisation involved is quite heavy, and obviously getting celebrity judges involved and quality judges. So it's a big challenge to us, but we're really pleased with the outcome.
And how many entrants do you get overall in this competition each year?
That has grown every year. We've been really pleased with the number of entries we've had every year. This year, over 100 entries of all descriptions have come in, and we're really, really pleased with that. Next year, we're looking for more.
So the fact that we've picked our winner, I mean, there was a clear winner, that's all kept top secret now, isn't it?
Absolutely. No way of getting the information out of us until the 1st of September at Holmby House when we have the big awards dinner.
So if I see you driving a brand new top-of-the-range Range Rover in silver with gold on it, gold-plated hubcaps, will that mean that the winner's been given away?
Oh, no, no. It obviously mean I've won the lottery and lost all my taste. No, no, no. There's no way of getting that information out of us.
It's very important locally, isn't it? Drums up a lot of business.
This is very good for the venues. We found that from all of the awards categories over the last couple of years, that immediately after and for the rest of the year, trade increases. So the fact that we've got chefs here from different restaurants, their trade will go up. And we know that because we know that from last year and the year before.
Fantastic. Well, we'll wait with anticipation to find out who the winner of the Northamptonshire Curry Chef of the Year is.
Absolutely. Watch this space.